afternoon, Amsterdam and Seattle. It's Tech Talk with Craig. We're live from the Netherlands. We're in Holland. And, man, I'm still jet lagged. Can you believe it? Man, this is so cool. We've got a bunch of people on the phone. First of all, to my listeners, I want to make a big apology. I brought a tie line with me. We are not going to sound like we're in the studio. We are going to sound like we're in a box because we are. We're sitting here on a speakerphone in Amsterdam, or actually just outside of Amsterdam. Brandon, where are we? Alphen aan den Rijn.
Yeah, the headquarters of Leapfrog.
Headquarters of Leapfrog, 3D printers. We're also right down the street from the headquarters of one of my favorite organizations in the world, 3D Hub. We've got lots of people that are going to be on the phone with us today, so please bear with us. Turn it up. The podcast is going to be great. The download is going to be great. I know that my listeners are going to understand. Sometimes technology is, you know, just we got to do what we got to do. Hey, I want to introduce everybody. First of all, I want to thank Mike LaBerge. Mike is in the studio right now. Mike, thank you for your patience with me today and getting this tie-line stuff done. At least we can be on the air. I know what speakerphone, but Mike, thanks very much. Mike LaBerge, my mentor in radio. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, Craig. It's only rock and roll when you're doing radio live. So you kind of roll with the punches, do the best you can, and we should have a great hour today. And as they say, actually, a question for you. So are you calling from a cafe or a coffee house? Listeners want to know.
Actually, we ended up calling from our, we have a, it's like a house here that we're all staying. It's a company house for Leapfrog 3D printers. They have a company house. They have a lot of,
and we had to put Craig up because none of the hotels here wanted to let him in.
That's right. He's right. They put me up in a house here, which actually is very nice. I think there's four stories here. Is that right? This is a four-story house in Alphen aan den Rijn, which is a very cool little town right outside of Amsterdam. We're calling from the kitchen because the room next door makes us really sound like we're in a box. There's about a 25-foot vaulted ceiling in there. But it's really neat, and it's a lot of fun. I'm sitting here also besides Brandon, who's a regular on the show, as everybody knows. I've got Hillary Ray here. She's a 3D printing specialist for Leapfrog. She's also an educational mentor. She travels back and forth between Coventry, England, and here in Amsterdam. I think you're 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
I go back and forth between two locations. The UK is my home, but I originate from upstate New York, so you still live in New York City, so
that's
I'm sort of an international traveler at this point. I'm really heavily into 3D printing and product development.
Cool. A few others that are there. Kelvin, his first day on his own, I think, was actually accepting calls and putting people on the air in the aux. Kelvin, how you doing over there, bud?
Pretty good, Craig. I got my Heineken shirt I got from the Heineken Brewery in Amsterdam on right now, so I'm ready to go.
All right. That's Kelvin Janskens, and if you know that last name, you know he's Dutch. It's really exciting to have you as part of the team, and I'm sure that when the people at Leapfrog listen to the, if they're not listening to the live cast, because it is Saturday night in Amsterdam, it's kind of tough to get guests. We were going to have actually one of the founders on, and we forgot he had a birthday party. But last night, I got to tell you that we just had a ball. But I'm going to tell you about that right after. Is Alan on the air with us? I take it that's a no.
Hello, Alan. Are you there?
I am.
He's here.
Hey, Alan. How you doing, man? Alan's in Boston. We're all over the globe today. A little later in the show, Alan, we're going to have Nikki Finnemore on the air with us. She's also in Boston today, but she's going to be on another line, so we're not going to have her on another speaker. But anyway, we're going to have a packed-filled audience today, a good time. And I just got a little text here from, I believe this might be a call coming in from Made in Space. Let me just take a look here. This comes from... Kelvin, what was that little text that you just sent me, by the way? You can tell us on the air.
I was going to say Nikki's on hold right now.
Oh, okay. Well, Nikki, welcome to the show. We're going to get you live here in just a couple minutes. I'm going to go over a little bit of news real quick. I know this is a little bit unorthodox for us, But there's a few things going on that I think are relevant before we get into our 3D printing hour. And that is that Mark Zuckerberg dislikes the dislike button. And I want to know if he's not going to add a dislike button to Facebook, how can he tell everybody how much he doesn't like it? I guess he doesn't really need to, though, because I already know, and he didn't hit the dislike button on me yet, I hope, anyway. A couple other things. The Apple Store is now letting you buy items via PayPal. And you just can't, which is actually pretty cool. I saw a fist pump over there. By the way, that's only good in the U.S. Uh-huh. and the U.K. you just can't do it here. Other cool stuff going on in the news. Apple's under scrutiny in Canada for some of its contracts with its carriers. We're going to have a little discussion about that in a couple of weeks. There's just been carrier wars going on all over the world. And we're going to have another one of those calls, another one of those shows here about the carriers and what's going on with throttling and data and text and everything else. But anyway, we are going to have an exciting show. We've got lots of people to talk to. We have a lot of topics to touch on. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Hillary Ray from LeapFrog along with Brandon Davis, CEO of LeapFrog 3D America Division. It's Tech Talk with Craig on AM 1150 KKNW. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Integrity in business means doing what we say we are going to do and exceeding the expectations of our customers.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
When you come to us with a problem with your vehicle, we believe that a repair that we perform will be good enough to last a lifetime. And if for some reason it doesn't, bring it back in and we'll repair it at no cost to you. Our lifetime warranty gives you the peace of mind that once we've done a repair on your vehicle, we will stand behind it for as long as you own that car.
Integrity Automotive, standing behind their work and name with a lifetime maintenance warranty, a testimony to their customer-focused service.
I want you to feel that you have found a service center that you can trust, a service center that will care for you and not just your vehicle.
Hundreds trust the livelihood of their vehicles to Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair, just a block from I-90 in Issaquah and well worth the drive.
It's more than a name, it's how we do business. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host, live from Amsterdam in the Netherlands, Holland. What a time we had last night. I'm here visiting LeapFrog 3D Printers, and I was here for their holiday party. We were in a 15th century castle last night for an extravaganza that was, it would be tough to beat. They served us a 6-course meal after a beautiful tour of this castle that was built in the 1400s. It doubled as a prison for a couple of hundred years. They took us down into the caverns. And then they brought us up, and they got us all a little toasted and served us lox and herring, which
worked for Craig.
Well, you guys...
L'chaim!
That's right. I did do a l'chaim. It was a lot of fun, and I'll tell you, they gave us a 6-course meal, and I had the honor of presenting an award from an alliance of 3D printer resellers that all sell LeapFrog printers to LeapFrog, as well as Brandon Davis, who is the CEO of LeapFrog 3D Printers America Division. And Brandon, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. It's cool to have your personality. Between you and Alan Wallace yelling at me all the time, man, you guys keep me in line. Gadget Guy, you know, you're so near and dear to my heart. I just want to make sure that you guys know that you're staples on this show forever and ever.
Well, no, that's Jack fine, but you're the one taking all the cool trips. But okay, sure.
Jack's home sick today, so we got Kelvin in the ox, and everything is good. But right now, I would like to introduce a special guest who I met at Leapfrog 3D, and we got into some interesting conversations about interfaces and the way things work as far as printing, 3D printing, and 3D printers. And I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's been all over. First of all, as she mentioned, you said you're from upstate New York originally, but you kind of live in Coventry, in the middle of England.
Coventry. I'm sort of globetrotted. I started out in 3D modeling and the toy industry and did my master's in product design, and then sort of fell in love with 3D printing because I started doing jewelry design, and that's sort of when I got really interested in the technical side of 3D printing and how slicing and how that interface works and how you get really beautiful quality prints. That's sort of my thing. That's what we all want to know how to do
is beautiful quality prints. So you're in high demand.
For those of you that are wondering about slicing, well, a lot of my audience don't, you know, they haven't even seen a 3D printer yet. So when we say slicing, I think what you're talking about is taking that 3D object and slicing it, literally slicing it into layers.
It's like having a sushi set chef in your computer, and he just ginsus the design into, you know, like 1,000 layers, and that's what the printer is executing on. It's building each layer of the print. And so slicing is like the first step after you have, you know, a good 3D design before you print it.
So you have gone to school all over the place. I think you did an internship in Hong Kong.
I went on actually exchange when I was at Coventry. I had the opportunity to do 6 months in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong's very much the toy industry. It was very much a toy, cool, interesting kids thing. And I did 6 months there, and it was very eye-opening because they had a lot of their facilities for their 3D printing were very accessible to their students, and it was even more sort of, I sort of fell in love with the 3D printing and rapid prototyping a lot more from that experience.
You started out, I believe, at SUNY, New York.
SUNY Oneonta.
Very cool, and got a degree in computer science there.
Computer art and computer science, so shout out to anyone listening from SUNY. SUNY Oneonta, the computer art program there. And I fell in love with 3D modeling, and that in turn turned into 3D printing and making physical objects from digital models.
Well, what's really interesting that caught my eye when I was reading your bio and we were having some discussions, you know, Toys R Us, which is just, I know. But some of the Nickelodeon toys that you actually helped create, and that a lot of people know about. Tell us a little bit about Nickelodeon.
I was working in a smaller toy company called NFI. We did a line of toy products that were for Sloan. And it was, again, the 3D printing was such an important aspect of it. A lot of toy companies use rapid prototyping. It's really important. And it was just a really interesting experience because it was so neat to see it go from a small rapid prototype item that I did the modeling for, and we did all the concepts and going back and forth with Nickelodeon and getting this whole thing together, seeing the final thing. And you look and have the model that you made a month prior in your hand for a rapid prototype, and you have the final injection molded plastic piece, and they look almost identical to each other. So it's a very rewarding experience.
That just must be good. And then what about the reward to actually go into a store and see it on the shelf?
It's a lot of fun. It's one of the things you enjoy to look and be like, oh, I made that fun. It's a lot of fun. The same can be done for 3D printers, too, to see the final outcome of the 3D printer and seeing what cool and interesting things people do with the printers that you work and develop on.
Well, and then you were doing this how many years ago?
You told me 2006
when I started doing 3D modeling work, doing a lot of stuff with 3D modeling. I believe it was 2011.
And so what's interesting there is that, you know, 3D printing has been, you know, important to a lot of industries for a lot longer than a lot of our listeners understand. And that's why, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to just jump in, get a printer, you know, and I mean, we're going to talk about 3D hubs later. 3D Hubs will let you, you know, create your own toys and basically have people come and print them, and you, you know, you can print their models. And
it's kind of a turnkey business, if you will.
Yeah.
You get a 3D printer, and you can turn it into a business in literally a day.
I have a toy. Craig, you have a printer. I'm going to jump on 3D Hubs, find you, and you're going to print my toy for me.
Or your invention. Remember, I have I'm doing prototyping right now for Maxim, for his Maxim. I got to throw a little plug out there for you. You guys, he has a very easy-to-get-to website. It's bettercupholder.com. You guys got to check it out, man. It's pretty cool. I'm doing prototyping right now for a couple guys in the gaming industry. They want, although it's a video game, they want to see what that little pod, that little flying submarine is going to look like.
And this is kind of interesting, Hillary, is one of the things they want to do with the pod. There's like this design, we call it the pod. It's like a little spaceship. They want to put a, what is it, the barcode or the...
Well, they want to put like a QR code on it.
Yeah.
And I have actually learned how to 3D print a QR code using just the shadows. Because a QR code, folks, if you ever see those little squares, you can take your phone and you click your scanner on it, it'll take you to a link, a website, or whatever it is. It's pretty neat that you can actually 3D print that right onto the design. You don't have to put a sticker on it. It's ready to go. So next year for Salmon Days, my giveaway will be the head and the tail of the salmon. You can hang up on the wall, and if you come to see my store, you'll see what I'm talking about. On the tail, I'll have one side. The QR code will take you to 3D.com. For those of you that don't know, COHO3D.com. And the other side will take you to Salmon Day's website, so they won't get mad at me for passing them out when I'm not paying for booth space. I didn't say that out loud in here, did I?
No. But so, Hillary, what do you think about like an interactive, so a 3D print that has a QR code? Basically, what they're trying to do is they have like an app on a phone, a game. And then that, you buy the little toy or you get the toy with the QR code that's been 3D printed, and then it unlocks a level. It unlocks a different level, toy, weapon thing, you know.
No, I definitely see a very heavy trend in that in the toy industry on how electronic and 3D printing is being adapted. There's a few companies I've seen, actually there's a Kickstarter now for 3D racers, and they use a lot dealing with 3D printed race cars, and they're doing an online application with it. So it's really interesting to take a look at. And that overlap of online technology and physical real world objects is what's going to drive the future. It will move the 3D printing out of, it's a gimmicky item that you see a lot of, to, oh wow, this item interacts with all these different things and becomes this big sort of available resource that you could go out and say, well, huh, I want that object. Here's a QR code download, here's the model, here's the thing that I've printed, and it's a viable thing you're using in your house. So from home goods to medical appliance, like medical applications as well. I think that overlap between the virtual and just the virtual and the physical world is something that is definitely a very interesting thing to watch grow.
I agree 100%. You know, I'm glad that you brought up the medical applications of 3D printing. I was just at a conference. Actually, I want to announce a little shout-out about another I hope my wife is not listening, because I can tell you when she finds out how much I'm getting involved in this other the new little project that's going on. Don't worry, honey. I'm not going to be there every day or every week or every month. But we have a new startup group. We hold our meetings at Startup Hall, University of Washington, every month. It's a public group of 3D printing enthusiasts. And what we're going to do is we're in the process of naming it right now. I think we're thinking of Open 3D Community, because we want it open to everybody. You don't have to join to come. I was the keynote speaker there a couple weeks ago at the U. We're at the Startup Hall about once a month. But we're going to get emails out, and we're going to put it posted on the website. But what I heard from that keynote, a couple of questions came up about what I thought about medical applications for 3D printing, and I have been talking for the last month or so about this 3D printed heart that's going to be tested in a human being, and there are actually some doctors out there who are actually printing human cells, and I mean, to be able to print some of the parts that we need to save lives using 3D printer technology, we're not talking about making pods anymore. I mean, we're still going to be able to do that. We're still going to be able to make our gadgets and things like that. But being able to do things and print in those types of different types of materials is mind-boggling.
And you also can look at it from not even the bioprinting. You have prosthetics. And if you look at prosthetics from the perspective before, like desktop 3D printing, to make someone a prosthetic that grows with someone was a very, very expensive venture because they would have to keep casting the pieces. With 3D printing, people who have hands and different mobility issues, you're then able to print that device to grow with them. So there's a lot of interesting things with the open source hand project where they're developing hand, blanking on words, prosthetic hand pieces that grow with the user. So if you have someone who's, a child, that they'll grow into it continuously. And
do they keep the designs for that open source project on that site? Or?
I believe a lot of it is on Thingiverse. There's also some other places as well because they did the Hands for the Veterans Drive a few months back.
Which means you can just go download it, take it to 3D Hubs, and have someone print it for you.
Yes.
So, 3D printing, you don't have to have a 3D printer to benefit from 3D printing. That's pretty big. If you need a prosthetic of some sort,
there's actually a something going on this weekend. They're going for a world record. It happens to be my friends over at Airwolf 3D, and they are involved with an organization called RoboHand, and this is going on today. It's a 24-hour event. They've got about the record was 102 printers simultaneously printing at the same time. I think they have over 200 printers. In the hall, it started at midnight Pacific time last night and goes through midnight tonight Pacific time. So they're 12 hours into it right now. And what they're doing is they've got 200-plus printers right now printing prosthetic hands for people that need them. We were talking on this show about a little girl in New York called, her name's Anastasia. And even with the medical insurance, I'm not going to go on an Obamacare rant or anything right now, but even with their insurance, they had a quote for her to get a new hand for $70,000-some-odd. Guess what? They were able to print her a hand for under $2,000, including development. And if she breaks a finger, it's about 60 cents to print a new one. And this prosthetic, it is going to change the way. I remember Mike Chen, and we're going to talk a little bit about Mike Chen and Made in Space. I saw his keynote at the 3D Printer World Expo, and he was telling us about this prosthetic leg he saw that looked so cool. He said, I wish I had one of those, and I just don't know that would be a wish that he would want fulfilled, but it's
kind of a weird thing to say.
I know. It's kind of neat. It's a little bit different, but no, the aspect of medical and 3D printing. One of my things that I really want to make sure everybody realizes that, yeah, I do sell 3D printers, but that my goal right now is more on education. And I think that, Hillary, you and I were talking about that earlier. You're an educational mentor. You do teach classes. Tell us a little bit about that. What do you do in England?
I got into in New York when I was at 3D. I taught classes with 3D modeling, and it was really amazing to see sort of the grasp of age. A lot of people think of 3D modeling as super technical and something they can't really start into, but because technology is getting better, software is getting better, you could load an app onto your iPad or your Android tablet, and you could really start to learn the basics of 3D modeling and sculpting with things like free software like Sculptris from Pixology or from Autodesk. You have like Creature Creator, and those things, they're really intuitive to learn, and the tutorials are really great. So, but the thing is, taking that application and applying it into schools and stuff. So you could teach about bone structure in school with 3D printing by showing different materials from the 3D printer and how the bone structure is connected. There's a lot of different avenues that the 3D printing can help within the educational environment in showing concepts, physical concepts that you can touch. And you don't have to worry about, breaking the skeleton model that your science class has because it's really expensive.
You can
hand out a piece of it. You can have your students assemble something. It's not just about, oh, look at this new technology. It's what can you do with this technology to better educate? And there's other companies that are working on creating sort of that classroom aspect. Like, we probably have a really strong program in educating and developing. Like, we really try and bring our user community in to train, and we offer a lot of stuff to teachers to see how they can use it in the classroom to develop lesson plans. And that type of community is really useful because it's not just tech classes that can benefit from 3D printing. Your art class, your pottery class, it all relates.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you knew this, but I used to do a lot of 3D modeling, but I was younger and needed the money.
But you were a hand model, I heard.
Yeah, something like that.
That's right. What you were talking about just now, Hillary, that Brandon and I were talking about the other day, my goal is to, and I'm working with a few school districts right now in the state of Washington, my goal is to get a 3D printer, at least one in every elementary school, middle school, and high school in Washington State. And because of where we're at, and I know about I knew the answer to this question because I know about the mentality at Leapfrog and their drive to educate. Brandon asked me a question. He said, is it your desire to sell a 3D printer to every school in Washington or to get a 3D printer into every school in Washington? And my answer was the latter. I want to try to get. And he said that was the answer that Martine and Matthias and the rest of the brass at Leapfrog would want to hear.
Yeah, but, and the cool thing about 3D printing is there's a lot of great companies out there, and building the 3D community is what we really aim to do. And you can kind of see that. You can see all of the programs and the amazing people like Hillary that are part of the 3D printing community and part of all of these companies that are driving it. And, I mean, the information is thick on the Internet. So, get out there, Google it, Bing it, however you do it. Learn about 3D printing. Learn about, the different ways you can participate. And you know what? If you just want to stick your toe in, jump on 3D Hub, pick a design, and have somebody print it for you. You can have the guy down the street. You can actually find people that are within, a mile of you and basically have them print it on their 3D printer, and it works great.
What a perfect segue into our break, because when we come back, we're going to be talking to Nikki Finnemore, who happens to be the community manager for 3D Hubs for the United States of America. I think it's for the Americas. I think it's kind of like you, where you're a Leapfrog 3D America division rather than North America. It's all about the Western Hemisphere here. But we're going to take a short break. I'll pay a couple bills. When we come back, we're going to start a discussion with Nikki Finnemore. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig right here on the High Tech Radio Network on AM 1150 KKNW.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com.
That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Everyone has that horror story of a problem that occurred right after their warranty expired. Bring your vehicle to us for a complete inspection before your warranty expires. We'll help you to find a potential issue before it becomes a bigger expense down the road.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Nate, why such a generous offer?
It's not just about fixing cars. It's about solving problems and building relationships. That's Integrity.
Just a block off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show. It's Tech Talk with Craig, live from Alphen aan den Rijn in Netherlands, in Holland. I can't believe that I'm actually here. Brandon's putting on his wooden shoes as we speak. And how do you do a soft shoe here? You can't do a soft shoe.
Not a good idea.
No, probably not. You know, we were sitting here at the table, and being in Europe right now with all the things that are going on in the world, Hillary and I were sitting here having a little discussion, and a bunch of fireworks started going off outside. I'm going, oh, my God, there's a gun barrel or something. Did you hear that when you were downstairs?
No.
Kind of weird. But before we get into our discussion with Nikki, I think Nikki might be on the air with us. I wanted to throw a quick update out on future engineers. We may be getting a call during the hour, I'm not sure, from Mike Snyder of Made in Space. Remember, folks, futureengineers.org, get your kids through age 19. The competition entries end December 15th. We want to know what you think should be printed in space, kids. We want to know what tool you think would be important for an astronaut to print in space. The winner of the 15 to 19-year-old division is going to get a trip to Marshall Space Center to watch their items 3D printed on the space station. There's a couple of trips to California, one to SpaceX. And I think they're giving away two trips to SpaceX where you can actually see parts being 3D printed for the rockets.
Elon Musk, man, he's a 3D printing guru. All his companies are utilizing 3D printing. Another amazing tech individual who's using 3D printing, you know, throughout all his companies.
Does he have a hub? A 3D hub?
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
If he doesn't, I'm gonna.
I know somebody that can answer that question. Nikki Finnemore is on the line with us. Nikki, how are you doing today?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? There you are. How are you doing, Nikki?
Hey, I'm doing well, Craig. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're sharing airspace, I hope you know, with our gadget guy, Alan Wallace. He also happens to be in Boston right now. It's kind of hard to hear you because we're all on the phones right now rather than in the studio. So let's speak loud and clear. Let's talk a little bit about 3D Hub. I know that you're the manager of 3D Hubs for America. My question for you is, why would you be a manager? If I'm a mayor, shouldn't you be the governor?
Oh, good question. The governor. The governor's who started it all. So I'm the community manager, and I'm responsible for kind of getting all the community mayors across the U.S. excited about 3D Hubs and building up their communities like you're doing in Seattle. So that's what I must do.
Tell us a little bit more about 3D Hubs. Now, I've been talking about 3D Hubs on the radio for quite some time now, and now that I happen to be the mayor of the Seattle community, tell us a little bit more, elaborate more on what I've just talked about here in Seattle. I know we have 45 active hubs and about 170-some-odd makers here. Tell us about the worldwide. Aren't we around 10,000 or so hubs?
Yeah, so we've got about 10,000 hubs, which are 3D printer owners who've registered their 3D printers on our platform. And they spread across about 160 countries in the world, which is pretty amazing. And that's really our goal. So we set out when 3D Hubs was founded in April 2013, Bram and Brian, the two founders, set out to connect people to 3D printers. They wanted everyone in the world to have access to 3D printers. And they're making that happen, I guess. Yeah.
You guys are definitely making that happen. You know, 3D Hubs allows people out there that have been thinking, well, what am I going to do with a 3D printer if I get a, you know, go spend $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 or $3,000? How am I going to be able to justify that? Well, in my opinion, and I would like to get this from, you know, the person that I would report to here in America for 3D Hub, and that would be Mickey. Mickey, I want to pose this question to you. Is it really, if you go out and buy a 3D printer and you register your printer with 3D Hub, is that kind of like a turnkey business? Can I just start prototype printing for somebody tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm battling with the connection a bit, but I think you're asking about your ability to register online, and you can then start printing for other people, which is amazing because you can print prototypes and use that idle time. So we found that most printers around the world have 95% idle time, and this means you get to A, use your printer more, and B, make money off the printer when you're not using it for your own prints, which is pretty cool.
Well, I tell you what, I can attest to every word you just said. When I registered my printer on 3D Hubs, within 2 days, I had my first prototype job. Now, what you were talking about, Hillary, a little bit ago, is people can be a little bit intimidated and think, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to do this. Well, you don't have to be a 3D design artist to be a 3D printer or a 3D hub, because just by having the access to a 3D printer in my shop, somebody sent me a file that was ready to print. There might have been a couple of adjustments that were needed to be made in the printing settings for that particular print, but that's one of the things that we strive for at LeapFrog, and that is to teach you how to use that machine. And it's very easy, and I was printing prototypes immediately.
Well, yeah, 3D Hub, I believe once they process your model, they slice it for you, Hillary. That's your specialty.
They check the model really, really well, and for any flaws in the model, like holes or items like that. I have my own 3D Hub in Coventry, and the one thing that I really like about it is the educational aspect. They get a lot of students from university. It's their first model. They don't know what to do, and it's a good way if you have the 3D printers to start educating your community on how to set up their print properly, how to check things over. So the 3D Hub has really opened that aspect up, because you'll see the model that your user sent, and you're able to respond to them immediately, and that communication is easily trackable. It's a great system. So good job for 3D Hub. It's a great system, and I really like the educational drive that you've had recently.
Nikki,
thanks,
can you tell
Hillary,
us a little
that's
bit
great.
About
Thank
the history
you.
Of 3D Hub? Give us a little something on the history. Tell us about what was the aha moment? Who's the brass? And by the way, folks, we are sitting here in Amsterdam, which is this is where it all started, isn't it, Mickey?
Yeah, sorry, Craig, can you repeat that? I died on the connection there.
Okay, so my question was, I just want to know if you could give me a little history about 3D Hubs. I believe it started right here in Amsterdam. Tell us what the aha moment was. How did somebody decide, I want to set up a community of 3D printer hubs?
Good question. Yeah, the founders of 3D Hubs are two ex-3D systems employees, Bram de Swart and Brian Garrett. And they realized that, like Hillary was saying earlier, there were people who had these 3D printers, but the majority of people didn't actually have access to them. And I think, their real aha moment was, we can create a platform and give everyone across the world access to this idle time that's not being used on 3D printers by the people who own it. And so the idea was really to connect those people and get their 3D printers in use more and enable the rest of the makers around the world to use that idle time.
Yeah, Nikki, this is Brandon Davis. I want to ask you a question. So as far as the idle time, they were really targeting the larger, really industrial type 3D printers at first. It's kind of amazing how the desktop printers have really exploded on your service, don't you think?
Yeah, it's been amazing to see how many desktop printers are so easily accessible via our platform. And I think as different companies keep developing more and more models, that market just keeps growing. And the quality of the prints that you get off them as well is amazing. The prototypes that we see coming off those is pretty good. So that's really exciting. And it makes it more accessible because the price point comes down. They become easier for people to use. So there really is that the fear factor is eliminated. And I would reiterate what someone said earlier about dip your toe into the water and get involved. Don't be scared.
I agree. You know, my listeners know that I had not even seen a 3D printer until August 23rd of 2014. And it's such a fast-growing, easy-to-learn. You know, I am a tech guy, but I tell you that it doesn't take a tech expert to know how to do 3D printing, how to print things, how to learn the settings. There's screenshots. We have support teams out there that will help you with learning how to do it. And it literally, with all the things that are on my plate, for me to be able to get to the level where I'm at now in a matter of just a couple of months, you do not need to be an engineer to learn how to 3D print. And it's fun. You actually can watch things. I got my 7-year-old, who's going to actually be 8 in about a week or two on the 29th, I believe, or something like that. I can't believe it. My little boy is going to be 8. But he is, you know, it used to be, do I have to come to the office? Now, I want to go to the office. Can we print a Minecraft sword? You know, it's so cool. And you notice I said, can we print? Because he knows that he gets on that computer and he can help me create these designs and download these designs. And, you know, as Brandon said earlier, you can be printing in literally seconds. You don't have to be a SolidWorks expert or a CAD expert. You can go to Thingiverse and download anything you want and go file print pretty much and adjust a few settings and you have an item in front of you. And I'm so excited to have you, Nikki, on the show today to tell us a little bit about that. How fast is this phenomenon growing? How many printers are we adding to 3D hubs on a weekly basis? Is it growing quite quickly?
Oh, this is growing really quickly. Well, I think we started out last April 2013, and you know, we went from 500 printers to 5,000 by June last year, and now we're at over 9,000 around the world. We're increasing rapidly. We're growing quickly to kind of make sure that we're looking after everyone in that realm. And I think what you touched on earlier, our strength is really our community in getting people involved as well, because especially if you're new to 3D printing, there's such a huge supportive community, and we find that that really encourages people. There's someone to answer your questions. There's someone to help you along, and that really helps the, 3D hubs to grow, more people put their printers online, more makers come to use the system, and it grows through the community.
I spoke with Brian today in Amsterdam, I spoke with him on the phone yesterday. He was in the middle of a big press release. I guess you guys are talking about some reviews, I guess, that are coming out. We're going to start doing reviews on the various 3D printers that are out there in the hubs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we're really excited. Yesterday, we launched the 2015 3D Printer Buyer Guide. And the reason that we did this is because the question we're most commonly asked is, which 3D printer should I buy? And it is the question everyone asks because there's so much variety on the market and there are so many options. And we reviewed our 3D hub owners, the people who actually own printers, and they gave us their feedback, and we received reviews from 2,279 individual printer owners who gave us kind of detailed reviews of the printers they own, which is pretty amazing. I don't think until now that data hasn't been available, and our community generated that data, and we've given it back to them by publishing it online. So you can access that online freely. You can use it to find out which 3D printer is most suited for what you're looking to do, whether you're looking to do something sort of prototyping and a bit more professional, or you enjoy building your own DIY kit, or you're looking for a budget printer. So all that information is freely available online.
Yeah, Nikki, is there any chance I can get you to come out to CES in January in Las Vegas?
I'm not going to be there, but Bram is going to be there along with Zach, our amazing business development guy in the U.S. So our CEO and our biz dev guy will be there.
We've got to got to get somebody out there from 3D Hubs. We're launching the Creator HS for all of the Americas. I mean, and we're printing at like 320 millimeters a second. And it's crazy. And Hillary's cringing because she doesn't like it when I push the speed. But it's all about speed, I think, this year. I think as far as, like, you know, 3D printing's big hurdle is that instant gratification. And so, yeah, I would love for you guys to be out there and see that.
Yeah, we're really excited. We will be out there on a haul, so we will definitely see you there. Come and find us.
Make sure to drop me an email and let me get an interview while I'm down there. I just got my press credentials for CBS, and I look forward to being down there and checking out all the greatest and latest technology. And I really want to make my report from CBS on the radio show the following week. I want to include 3D Hubs and interview with some of the brass there.
And we want to build the 3D Hubs community up. We want to build 3D printing up. And you guys, in my opinion, are one of the best examples of that. So cheers to you.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig. We're on the air live from Alphen aan den Rijn in the Netherlands. It's Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network right here on AM 1150 KKNW. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com.
That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Are you suffering from SCS or slow computer syndrome? Well, tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 for Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, lead technician and owner of Coho Computer. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, keep you up to date with the latest in high-tech news, and feature special guests. Tech Talk with Craig, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I love my
computer. Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host. I'm sitting here with Hillary from Leapfrog 3D Printers. I'm sitting here with Brandon from Leapfrog 3D Printers. I've got on the phones with me a couple of great people in Boston, Massachusetts. Of course, I've got Nikki Finnemore from 3D Hubs and 3DHubs.com. Also, Gadget Guy, Alan Wallace on the phone with us. Alan, how you doing, man? What's going on over there in Beantown?
Well, you know, it's kind of quiet in Boston, but I was just checking out the news, and apparently in Amsterdam, there was a guy who tried to propose to his girlfriend from the top of a crane that toppled over and not only destroyed her place, but destroyed all six places in the complex. And now they've decided they're going to go off to Paris to celebrate, but there are six families that are now in unsafe housing in Amsterdam. So I just always like to update you on what's happening in your backyard.
Did that just happen today?
That happened today.
That's crazy.
Maybe that's what that noise was I heard. I'm just kidding. I feel so bad. But at least you said the part that I liked, the ending, was that they were able to go to Paris to have that wedding, and obviously they're okay. I got a question posed to me from across the table just now, and the question is for Nikki from Hillary. Hillary mentioned that you guys had at one time an education incentive for students to get into 3D Hubs. Is that still going on?
That is still going on, and if you're a student, you can go onto our website and enter your email address, select your institution,
and we'll give you 15% discount off your print, I think it is. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Hillary. That's gone really, really well. And I think Hillary was talking about getting people involved, you know, students and school students as well as university students, and that's been really great.
Yeah, we have a lot of students in Coventry that have been emailing about that. They've seen the incentive and realized, oh, I can get this printed with 3D Hubs at a local hub out of Birmingham or Coventry because it was cheaper than actually printing it, I believe, in-house, which is pretty interesting, where they were running on a very tight deadline and needed to find someone else to print it. So, and a very cool system because of that.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of the students that are out there that are learning to use, you know, these design programs for the first time and the concepts. I mean, ideally, they need to be able to print. I mean, they don't necessarily have the money to buy a printer. And, I mean, the fact that you guys have an incentive on top of, you know, your service, which I think is already just, I mean, the pricing on 3D Hubs, you can find somebody to print for you at a pretty low cost usually. It's pretty amazing. So it's great that you guys have that incentive going.
You know, it's an honor to be part of 3D Hubs, part of Leapfrog 3D Printers. I am now part of a new group of 3Ders in the Seattle area. We're not quite sure on a name yet, but we are 150-plus members strong already, and a bunch of great 3D printer enthusiasts are involved. And, you know, we are going to be able to really make history. It's fun to be in this growing environment of 3D printing experts all over the world. I dove in literally 4.5 months ago, and to be at the level I'm at just goes to show you how easy it is to get into this fast-growing community of makers and 3D printer owners, developers, and the people that I'm dealing with Walt Disney, from people from Disney and from the gaming industry. You know, my new friend, Seth Crofton, he's a digital strategist at 1A Games. He handed me a 3D printed model of a Mario Kart 8 figure, and it was done in sandstone from it wasn't from Shapeways. It was from a sandstone printer from, oh, my God, Seth's going to kill me because he knows I'm listening. I know he's listening right now. I'm going to put a double plug for him next week. But it's printed in 9 million colors. It lays down a layer of resin, a layer of sandstone, a layer of color. No, it's Sandboxer. Sandboxer. And Sandboxer, you can actually go and you can buy all these 3D printed characters from your favorite video game. And I just think that that is the coolest thing that there is in the whole wide world. You know, because we're not in the studio, Mike, how much time do we have left?
We have about 2.5 minutes.
Well, thank you. I know that's tough on the listeners, but I don't have the access to that great card that you hold up. So I'm going to keep an eye on my clock to make sure that I don't go over. I think Brandon has something though that he.
I wanted to hear more from Nikki. I was hoping that you could kind of close this out here and just kind of give us that, you know, what else is going on at 3D Hub that I really want all the listeners to know as much as they can, because I think that this is the ultimate way to enter. It's a great way to enter 3D printing is through 3D Hubs.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we are getting loads of events up and running across the country. So I would recommend going to 3dhubs.com. You can go to our talk page. That's the best place to connect with other people in the community to ask your questions. We have so many experts out there. You can pretty much ask anything. Well, you can ask anything, and you'll get a good answer. And, yeah, connect with your community mayors. Like Craig, if you're in Seattle, many cities across the U.S. have a mayor. Connect with them and get involved. And don't be afraid to take that first leap.
You know, I'm sometimes it makes me disappointed that I don't have time to go over the news. I don't have time to have my stupid news segment. One thing I did miss today is my gadget guy segment. I'm sorry, Alan, but I think it's I'm kind of in a 3D mode, especially where I sit right now. But I know that, Alan, you're excited about getting into 3D printing very soon, and we're going to make sure that you have the ability to do that very shortly. Your comments, Alan, on our formats and what's been going on. What do you think about this 3D printer explosion?
Well, I don't know if they told you, but you're having to 3D print your own plane to get back.
Oh, okay. I have to have a 3D printer on the plane in order to get that. Oh, no, you said I had to 3D print a plane to get back.
There you go.
I think I will probably be able to find a hub that could print that 3D print. I believe that we're getting ready to get off the air. What time we got here, Mike?
We're out.
Time to go. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.